From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has signed an executive order tightening sanctions on Iran. NPR's Maura Liasson has more.
With chatter about a possible Israeli military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities increasing, President Obama wants to prove that sanctions are an effective alternative. The new order gives banks new powers to freeze assets linked to the Iranian government. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said that the sanctions regime is exacerbating tensions within the Iranian government.
The impact of the isolation on Iran and the economic sanctions on Iran have caused added turmoil within Iran, and that has had an impact at a variety of levels, most demonstrably on the economy and on the currency.
In his letter to Congress, the president said the new sanctions were necessary because Iran was exploiting loopholes that allow it to move money between banks. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
What is being billed as the most dramatic move so far to protest ongoing violence in Syria, U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford and other diplomats left Damascus today. That's as a violent crackdown by that country's leaders against anti-government protesters continues. The announcement came today from State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland.
Ambassador Ford and the remaining personnel departed the country Damascus time this morning, and the flag's been taken down.
Been reports of continued attacks by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, including a relentless pounding of the city of Homs with shells, tanks, and machine guns. President Obama said today the departure of the Syrian leader is only a matter of time. The UN now estimates as many as 5,400 people have died in violence in Syria since March. Boeing is again having a problem with the production of its new fuel-efficient 787 Dreamliner. NPR's David Shaper reports the Chicago-based aerospace giant says it's found a problem in the fuselage support structure of the plane.
A Boeing spokesman says in a statement that, quote, incorrect shimming was performed on support structure on the fuselage of some 787s. Shims are used to fill tiny gaps in the joints. The spokesman says there are no short-term safety concerns, adding that the issue is well-defined and the company has a repair plan that should not slow production of the new high-tech plane. But some analysts doubt that based on the plane's history. The lightweight, fuel-efficient Dreamliner is the first commercial airliner in the world to be made mostly with carbon composite materials. But production has been plagued with problems and delays. Boeing is already 3 years behind schedule in rolling out Dreamliner 787s. The first went into service last year. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Number two toy maker Hasbro says it saw fourth quarter profits fall by 1%. Company citing softer than expected demand in the U.S. and Canada, as well as slow sales of some of the company's puzzles and games during the holiday shopping season. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 17 points to close at 12,845. The Nasdaq lost 3 points today. You're listening to NPR. GOP presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich has repeatedly said his consulting business was not involved in actively lobbying. The records are showing that not only were state and federal lobbyists hired, but some members of his staff left to take lobbying positions. According to records obtained by the Associated Press, Gingrich's Center for Health Transformation hired a former Georgia lobbyist as well as two other lobbyists. The AP says documents show some 200 companies paid around $42 million to Gingrich's business since 2003. The sport of elite bicycle racing is reeling from another doping scandal. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Spanish cyclist Alberto Contador has been stripped of his 2010 Tour de France title and banned from competing for 2 years.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled Alberto Contador doped and rejected his defense that he ate meat contaminated with clenbuterol, a banned substance that can burn fat and build muscle. Contador tested positive for clenbuterol during one of the 2010 Tour de France rest days. Monday's ruling ends a long legal process in which Contador was initially cleared by the Spanish Cycling Federation. That decision was appealed by cycling's international governing body and the World Anti-Doping Agency. His ban is backdated since he's already served suspension time. Contador can return to competition in August. He's the second Tour de France champion stripped of his title because of doping. American Floyd Landis had the 2006 championship taken away. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama will host a dinner for troops who served in Iraq later this month. White House says the dinner will be on February 29th. The U.S. military pulled out of Iraq in December. Since then, there has been debate about the lack of fanfare for Iraqi war vets. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.